Holding it down as per usual. Holding down the fort no matter what. Today is Friday, November 8th, 2019, and you're listening to Uni News, UNF Spinnaker's podcast about the top news stories of the week, each week, every Friday at 2 p.m. I'm editor-in-chief Liana Norman. Today I'm here with Spinnaker's managing editor, Heidi Ortiz. Heidi, tell me about your top story of the week.
So our top story of the week was a story that our police reporter Alex Bowman wrote about time tickets, which came out on October the 25th. And it kind of follows like a tutorial of how to do it. So you go into your registration tab and then you click view my time ticket and you should find it there.
What is a time ticket?
So a time ticket is basically, it tells you when you're allowed to register for your classes.
Okay. And so. Registration starts on November 18th?
Yes, November 18th. And some people have different time like slots. So like I have 6:30. Some people have, you know, like in the morning. Mm-hmm.
And you find this in your MyWings?
Yes.
And there is a full tutorial on the article, correct?
Exactly. So it has pictures and everything. So it's easy to find. And that tutorial can be found at unfspinnaker.com.
Stick around because after this short break, we're going to talk about the first UNF basketball game of the season at UF.
What's up, guys? It's Brandon Ludwig from the Live and Local Show. Are you ever wondering what there is to do around Jacksonville? Well, do I have some good news for you. Every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m., I go over everything going on all over Jax. From the west side to the beaches, I've got you covered. So tune into the Live and Local Show right here on Thursdays from 2 to 3 on Spinnaker Radio.
I'm here with Drew McDonald. He's our sports editor. Drew, what was your top story of the week?
Myself, John Watson, one of our guys, and Darvin, one of our guys, all went in my Ford Focus to Gainesville.
You went in your Ford Focus to Gainesville. Why would you do such a thing?
Because the Ford Focus is a nice small car, it's very gas efficient. But we went down from Jax to Gainesville because the basketball team at UNF took on the number 6 Florida Gators. That's number 6 in the nation. They're a big, big, big team.
That's a big game. Big game. A lot of people watch Gator basketball games. So for little UNF to be playing the Gators away at UF at the beginning of the season. Is it as big of a deal as I think it is? You tell me.
It was actually nationally televised on Tuesday, so.
It was. I watched a bit of it. I was flipping between that and the live production of The Little Mermaid on ABC.
Priorities. I dig it. But basically, we lost 74-59, but it's only 15 points. It's not bad. They're a top team. We actually outscored the Gators in the second half, which is pretty encouraging. I think that being able to compete with a team like the Gators and not being crushed, it kind of bodes well for the season going forward.
Yeah, I think I caught in around halftime when we were trailing them 39-22. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm not a sports gal, but I do believe that basketball points are a lot more arbitrary than football points. Yes. And I understand football points pretty well. Mm-hmm. So is it true that that was a good loss? Would you say that it was a good loss?
No, I talked to the coach, and he isn't, like, thinking as a moral victory because, like, they still lost. But I think that it was they played their best game they had the season. Because past years, they've lost the Gators by 40, by 30, by 50. So coming close to 15 points, that's pretty darn good for the season.
All right, great. Thank you, Drew.
No problem.
Stick with us because when we get back, we're going to talk about potatoes in the library.
What's up, guys? Ever wanted to have your own radio show or podcast, but didn't really have the means to make it happen? Well, now you do. Just come up to the second floor of the Student Union, and we can make that happen. Or, if you might be too busy to stop by, just email program@unfspinnaker.com and let your voice, your music, and your personality shine right here at Spinnaker Radio.
Our last story comes to you from Courtney Green, our news editor, who took it upon herself to write about the potato that was found in the library this week. It appears an Osprey forgot their cooked sweet potato in a UNF vending machine in the library. The library was a good sport about it, though. They posted to Facebook and Twitter about the discovery. The tweet reads, "Attention, Ospreys. Did you leave a cooked sweet potato in our UNF bookstore vending machine? If so, unfortunately, we had to toss it. In future, we recommend a better storage location, more suited for potatoes." An official statement from the library said, "Someone stuck a cooked sweet potato in the library's vending machine. No explanation, no reason. Baked sweet potatoes were among the Osprey Cafe's menu item on Wednesday, November 6th, so it stands to reason that cooked sweet potato might have been in the vending machine for a while." Boys and girls, men and women, people of all ages, potatoes, that is it for this week. Tune in next Friday at 2 p.m. for another episode of Uni News. Special thanks to Heidi Ortiz, our managing editor, Alex Bowman, our police reporter, Drew McDonald, our sports editor, myself, and Courtney Green, our news editor. Another huge special thanks to our audio engineer, Madison Roberts. For more of the top stories of the week, you can head over to unfspinnaker.com. I'm Liana Norman with Spinnaker News. Have a great weekend, everyone.